This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
President Xi Jinping, as he rolled through the streets of San Francisco, the newly cleaned up and pristine streets of San Francisco, I'm sure he might have thought, hey, we got him now. Probably. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number two, we are racing into hour number two, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. You can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message, or if you'd like to find me on X or on Facebook, for example. And then, of course, you can also subscribe to my podcast, and you can find my podcast on all the different great podcast platforms. And we want to say good morning to everybody, of course, at our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, welcome to everybody along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program to our great AM and FM affiliates out there. Now, I do want to take a moment to address a couple of things, and we just didn't have time right before the top of the hour, but the caller was talking about that somehow he was a conservative Republican, but he had this great idea in order to somehow lure away what he called the African-American base of the Democrat Party. And that is by electing a black speaker to the speakership in the House of Representatives. Well, you know, I do want to say that I think, number one, as I was saying as we're going out to break, first of all, conservative republicanism, or conservatism, probably a better term, is built on ideas. And it's not really based in any way on ethnicity or skin color or heritage in that sense. It's based on ideas. And the Democrat Party typically is the party, or the left, you know, tries to make you believe and tries to sort of put themselves forward as the biggest tent, right? The biggest tent of inclusivity, the biggest tent of this and the biggest tent of that. Well, conservatism actually does have a fairly big tent. Now, when I say that, I don't mean that things that run contrary to base values and things like that, those kinds of things are not they're not celebrated or anything like that. But it's the ideas of individual liberty, the ideas that actually formed this country, the ideas that if you work hard, you can get ahead, the idea that opportunity exists, and we're always striving to make sure that that opportunity grows and grows. America has not been without its blemishes. We all know this. But the framers and the founders created a country and gave us a republic, my friends, that was able to grow and able to, in my estimation, move in the right moral direction. We saw this happen, of course. We saw this happen with the Civil War. We saw this happen with the Emancipation Proclamation. 100 years later, and that's a long time to be sure, but 100 years later, we saw the Civil Rights Movement really begin to flourish. We had the very simple idea, and all the best ideas are simple ideas, in my opinion, right? That people should be judged by the content of their character and not by the color of their skin, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And those words resonate because they are something that we feel very deeply. It resonates in your heart and in your soul. And these are the kinds of things that America is built on. And so I think that to say that if suddenly, if you simply had a particular racial group member put into a particular position of power or something like that, that somehow everybody else just falls in line in that same group, I think is a little too overly simplistic and to some degree can even be pandering. And so we want to make sure that, especially on this program, that we're going to talk about things and we're going to talk about them from a very thoughtful perspective and not from something that is, in that sense, overly simplified. And I understand, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt that he really means this. But at the same time, we've got to think it through, and people just don't vote because, well, you know, I'm just now going to become a conservative Republican because the Republicans did thus and so. No, it's a daily conversation. It's a daily exchange of ideas, and it is a daily fight in the sense of trying to show that look at what the left has said that they will do for you, but they never really do deliver. And at that point, I agree. Because they don't. Because they have to keep, and they pigeonhole different groups. This is part of the strategy for the left. And I think conservatism doesn't say, well, which group are you in? And how do we pander to you? And which group are you in? And how do we pander to you? Conservatism says, we have the better idea. We have the better plan. We are the American citizens, right? We're not just this kind of American or that kind of American, although heritage and family history and where you came from, you know, quote, the old country, this kind of thing, all those things are points of pride for different groups. And we should celebrate that, and we should incorporate that, and we should let people be people, for goodness sakes. But it's the ideas, my friends. It's the ideas that make us different. It's the ideas that unite us. It's the ideas that say, I don't care what your history is in terms of where your ancestors came from or what you look like. It's what you think and what you believe and what we are going to do together in order to continue that promise of America, to continue it moving in the right moral direction. We are fired up, my friends, and we are going to continue. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. A little Genesis there on the bumper track. So that's a cool song, by the way. No Reply at All. Tony Banks. Probably one of the greatest rock and roll and really, you know, progressive keyboardists in terms of progressive type music, which Genesis was also very much involved in. One of the greatest keyboardists I've ever seen. And he had an economy with his playing that I always envied. And I always thought, how does this guy make it sound so great? And it, you know, it seems like he doesn't have to be all over the place to do it. Well, on that particular track, he used a crossover technique. Sometimes you'll see a pianist or a keyboardist actually cross their hands over one another and play the different parts on the opposite hands, and he used that crossover technique to get that sound that you hear there on the keyboard. So anyway, a little bit of trivia there for you this morning. Folks, once again, 949-822-7959. We are having very much a good time here on the program this morning. We're having too much fun, some might say, but that's all right. Let's listen in here. This was, and of course, throughout the morning, and especially when we talk with Denise Simon, she'll be coming up in about 30 minutes or so here on the program, and of course, we'll be talking with her next hour. We'll be talking about this summit with President Biden and President Xi at the APEC summit in San Francisco. But let's listen in to a little bit of a question to President Biden and the press conference that happened following all that. But this question has to do with the Israeli-Gaza conflict. So let's listen in. Unfortunately, and I hate to say it literally does give me no joy to see President Biden sometimes in the state that he can get in, because number one, he is the American president. Number two, especially when you're dealing with foreign leaders, whether here on American soil or on a trip elsewhere, the American president has to be able to be strong and effective, no matter what party they're from, because the rest of the world continues to play for all the marbles, okay? That's just the way it is. And so we do need to have a leadership. There's no doubt about that. But let's listen in. A little bit of fumbling there with President Biden here at the first. Let's listen.
Washington Post. I think that's right. Oh, there you are. Sorry, I couldn't see the light.
Israel's warrant has more than 11,000 Palestinians. Just for a month. And
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I didn't.
Israel's war in Gaza has killed more than 11,000 Palestinians just over a month and created a humanitarian disaster. Israeli officials have said this war could take months or even years. Have you communicated to Prime Minister Netanyahu any sort of deadline or time frame for how long you are willing to support Israel in this operation? Are you comfortable with the operation going on indefinitely, and is there any deal underway to free hostages? Thank you.
Yes, no, working backwards, forward. Look, I have been deeply involved in moving on the hostage negotiation, and I don't want to get ahead of myself here because I don't know what's happened in the last 4 hours, but I have... We've gotten great cooperation from the Qataris. I've spoken with them as well a number of times. I think the pause and that the Israelis have agreed to, I'm getting too much detail. I know, Mr. Secretary, I'm going to stop.
Stop right there. I'm getting into too much detail, Mr. Secretary. I'm going to stop. It's not going well, unfortunately. But let's continue.
I am mildly hopeful. I'm mildly hopeful. With regard to when is this going to stop? I think it's going to stop when Hamas no longer maintains the capacity to murder and abuse and just do horrific things to the Israelis, and they still think that, at least as of this point, they still thought they could. I guess the best way for me to say it is that I take a look.
Okay, let's stop right there just for a second. What worries me here, my friends, worries me here is the constant sort of searching. You know, and I speak extemporaneously, right, as part of my job right here. It's, you know, not everything isn't scripted out. It's live radio. So every once in a while you might say to yourself, okay, well, you know, how do I want to frame this or how do I really want to say this? But the President of the United States knows he's going to get questions about Israel, and if there's nothing prepared, at the very least, you know, maybe he would have something sort of at the top of his mind that he would want to say, as opposed to, and part of this, I think, is he is trying to frame this so that he doesn't really offend this side or that side, and it's very difficult to simply walk down the middle, right? Very difficult to walk down the middle. Let's continue.
The IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, acknowledges they have an obligation to use as much caution as they can in going after their targets. It's not like they're rushing in the hospital, knocking down doors and, you know, pulling people aside and shooting people indiscriminately. But Hamas, as I said they plan on attacking Israelis again. And
it looks like he might be reading part of this
dilemma. So what do you do? I think that Israel is also taking risks themselves about their folks being killed and one-to-one going through these hospital rooms, hospital halls. But one thing has been established is that Hamas does have headquarters, weapons, materiel below this hospital, and I suspect others. But how long it's going to last, I don't know. Look, I made it clear to the Israelis that to Bibi and to his war cabinet. But I think the only ultimate answer here is a two-state solution. It's real.
Okay, so we're going to stop right there because I wanted to get to that point where he talks about the two-state solution. And here we go again. The two-state solution has been talked about for decades. And if it could work, I would be the first person to say, let's make it work. But so many different successive presidential administrations, Republican and Democrat, have tried to get into the two-state solution. And it hasn't really worked. That is just the long and the short of it. And if we continue to strive in that direction, we're just going to continue to find that Hamas is not interested in a two-state solution. None of the different groups have been, because, again, the goal isn't to reduce the size of Israel again or by a certain percentage. It's, again, let Palestine be free from the river to the sea. It's free Palestine. That means eradicate Israel. That's essentially what that means. All right, we have just a little bit of time, but let's head over to the caller here real quick. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jim from Clearwater. I called last week.
Hey, Jim.
Hi. Yeah, so, I heard your recent commentary there. I think the problem more is just, I think flavor of the month, it's more just about Islam versus everybody else. And, mm-hmm. I would suggest people read somebody like Robert Spencer, who wrote History of Jihad,
mm-hmm.
The Politically Incorrect Guide to Islam. Read somebody like that, get some real information about Islam. For me, I'd never become a Muslim. Oh, never happened. And I'm not even a good Christian by far, but there's no way I would be a Muslim. And another person you should listen to on the YouTube channel, Apostate Prophet. He's an ex-Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives you the real deal on Islam. He grew up in, I think, Iraq. And, he's never going back.
Well, somebody's been on the inside of something like that, or the militancy and all that, and the extremism. Yeah, once they come out of that, they're very vocal indeed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And what religion? If you leave Islam, the penalty is death. You can leave Christianity or Judaism, any other religion you want.
Yeah.
They don't have these kind of penalties.
Exactly right.
So,
exactly right. Well, we are sure.
And nothing else, Steve.
Yeah, I just
was
saying.
There were a second.
If you want to hang on over the break, Jim, you want to hang on over the break because we're going to hit the hard break. Okay, hold on there for a second, Jim. Folks, we're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere. 949-822-7959.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. President Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping met in Northern California. The high-stakes discussions in San Francisco region coincide with ongoing conflicts around the world.
We also have a responsibility to our people and the world to work together when we see it in our interest to do so.
Not happy with the presidential field?
Over half of American voters want additional candidates in the 2024 presidential race, with 52% expressing the preference, including 72% of independents and 58% of Democrats. That's according to a new Quinnipiac poll. However, 67% of Republicans are content with the existing candidate pool.
The U.S. Postal Service is facing a deficit of $6.5 billion this year. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy attributes the shortfall to increased operational costs due to inflation and soaring printing prices. Dave Collins, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warner.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we race across your radio dial. And yes, we have so much more to talk about as we go through the overnight hours. And once again, it's a great pleasure to be with you. And we're glad that you're there, whatever you're doing this morning, wherever you are, wherever you're listening from. We are just trying to build this program and build this community. And one of the great things about this show is we get these great callers that call the show, and we really appreciate it. So let's not waste any more time. We had Jim in Clearwater. He was kind enough to hold on over the break. And, Jim, thanks for holding on. I think you had a couple of thoughts you wanted to finish there.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I wanted to mention, like, in the United States, we're a secular country. You know, we're all about equal rights for all religions. Well, you know, Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, they're theocracies. They're run by Islam. And in Islam, all the other religions are subservient to it. There's a tax you have to pay if you belong to another religion, you know. So they don't believe in equality. So you're giving equality to people who would not reciprocate to you. You know, that's not how we play ball here in the United States. We're not about that. And that's where I think Obama took the wrong side when that guy burned Quran back in Texas years ago. And, you know, he didn't say, you know, hey, we're a secular country, you know, because he's Hussein Obama. You know, he started interjecting religion into our country, and that's just not correct.
Well, right, and one of the reasons the people came over on the Mayflower to the New World was that they wanted to worship as they saw fit. They didn't want to have a state, you know, dispensing to them, here's what you do, and here's our state religion. So, you know, and it's kind of grown from there. You know, people have all kinds of religious beliefs here in this country, but you're right. But they have the ability to do that, even express it. They can go out on the street corner and they can try to proselytize people. But, you know, if let's just say you went to Tehran and you wanted to take your gospel group over there, you wanted to preach the gospel in Tehran, and you wouldn't get 5 seconds.
Really? That's what people don't realize, you know, especially the left. They think that, you know, we're all just, you know, everything's touchy-feely and, you know, everybody's together, and it's not like that.
Right. Exactly. And so, you also mentioned about this YouTuber you talked about called the Apostate Prophet. And I've never heard him speak, but I have a feeling that, as I was saying, people that come out of these extreme kinds of things, and then they, it's like their eyes are opened and they see that, you know, you can coexist in a world with other people who don't think necessarily the way that you do, and that's okay, because again, we live in that marketplace of ideas. We live in that place where you know, you can speak your piece, you can even try to convince somebody, and at the end of the day, hopefully we have those same shared values that, well, you know, you do you and we'll do, and I'll do me kind of a thing, as long as we don't come to blows about it or these other kinds of, you know, violent kinds of things.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I mean, I've dated some Muslims, you know, over the years, and, you know, they didn't strike me as like these hardcore fundamentalist Muslims, and I'm fine with that. You know, hey, like you said, you just do your thing and I'll do mine. That's how we roll in the United States. You know, and if you want to build on that and contribute to that, hey, I'm all about it, you know.
Exactly. And
you want to tear stuff down. You know.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Or you want to bomb somebody or do terrorist acts or these kinds of things. And then, of course, what we're seeing in Israel, with the terrorist attacks over Israel, modern-day Israel's history, you know, this has all been designed to try to create that groundswell of support that somehow Israel is wrong, they're occupying the land, and now they're going too much. But I've noticed that nobody is saying to Hamas, look, you guys got to surrender. You know, you guys got to disband Hamas and stop this. That would turn off all of this other stuff that's happening, but nobody's really calling for that.
Right, yeah.
Indeed. Well, very cool.
Yeah,
well,
I think... You know,
go ahead.
One thing about Biden, you know, it's like, the poor guy, you know, oh, man, he's such a disaster. I mean, but it's so sad because he's come across some mealy mouth, you know. You got to have somebody who's going to get up there and read the Riot Act, you know, to these guys. They should have went over there the first 3 days and just read on the Riot Act and say, hey, you got 72 hours to get our horses back. If there's a hair harmed on any of them, hell will rain down on the Gaza courtesy of the United States military. And do it, you know. And
well, yeah, that's what you have to send the message.
They don't understand this mealy mouth. Huh?
Yeah, you have to send the message, no doubt.
You got to be like JFK, you know, back in the day, you know. Khrushchev was going to, you know, send them missiles over Cuba. Done.
Indeed.
So, you know,
very
that's
true.
What you need.
Very true. Well, Jim in Clearwater, we sure appreciate the call very much, and please call back anytime. Love to hear from you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care. Jim in Clearwater, everybody. Great call. That's right. You know, that's the thing. We have American hostages. And it's, you know, it's not necessarily that you just defer to Israel or some such thing like that. And the president, I think, did speak to a little bit of that in his press conference about the hostages. But what Jim is talking about, I think, is on the right track. It's not necessarily that you want to go in and have to bomb people or anything like that. But the notion that you would sort of wake up the American military to come in and get the hostages, in the sense like you're waking the sleeping giant kind of a thing, you know, that should strike terror in the hearts of Hamas. But they're not terrified. They're not sitting there biting their nails, and wondering, you know, oh my gosh, did we really make America mad this time? No, they took American hostages and others, and Israeli hostages. Here's a quick soundbite. This is from Sky News. His contributor, Douglas Murray, just from a few days ago, and he's remoting in from, I believe, in the area of Gaza, back to Sky News in Australia. And he tells this tale, and I wanted to bring it out because, you know, after hearing the president talking about what's happening, you know, again, yes, and I'm so glad, by the way, I want to give credit where credit is due. President Biden talked about the fact that the Israelis were not going through shooting people indiscriminately in the hospital, and that, he, according to his information, right, as the president of the United States, Hamas does have these command and control centers in places like hospitals. Because they know. See, they're banking on our decency, my friends. They're banking on the decency of the Israeli people and the Israeli government. They're banking on the decency of the United States and our allies, like-minded individuals. They're banking on our decency to say, how can they go into a hospital? There are people in the hospital who need medical treatment, and here comes the army? You know, well, they're banking on that. But Hamas, I will tell you this, wouldn't hesitate to go into a hospital and lay waste to it if they thought they would accomplish their mission. See, that's the difference. Let's listen in here again. This is Douglas Murray tells this very grisly story, and I do warn you, it's incredibly grisly. But it does point out a larger issue that we may be dealing with in the Hamas-Gaza conflict. So let's listen in.
Why is it that when one of the victims of the music festival, a poor young German Jewish girl, who it seems was raped and then brutally murdered and taken into the Gaza naked, why was it that you can find, and anyone can find this online, a crowd of ordinary Gazans, it wasn't Hamas, it wasn't a Hamas rally, ordinary Gazans spitting on her body, hitting her body, mutilating her body further as it went down the street? Does that strike you, Piers, as a placid population of peacenik types who are just desperately waiting for a two-state solution to be put back on the table for the millionth time in the last 70-something years? It doesn't seem like that to me.
No. So, of course, it looks like he was remoting in there to Piers Morgan. And, no, it doesn't seem like that. And that's why I wanted to bring this out, because the president talked about the two-state solution as well. So is the two-state solution going to be the silver bullet at this point? I don't think so. I think that's way, way, way off the table. Not that I wouldn't want it to be the solution or on the table. How many presidents, how many pundits, how many politicians have said that we need to have that two-state solution? Well, many, many, right? But Hamas and many others, they don't want that at all. Folks, stay right there. When we come back, we'll have the Trucker Traveler Report, bar none, because it's our sacred duty, our solemn promise, to make sure we keep everybody's blood pumping here in the overnight hours, especially if you're trucking across the landscape. So stay right there, folks. We've got a great song lined up. You will love it. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are continuing on here through this Thursday edition of the broadcast. We're live. We are here, and we're taking your telephone calls, of course, 949-822-7959. But we have reached our Trucker Traveler report here for the morning, and we've got a great song. And I've loved this band for a very, very long time, and I think you will, too. I'm sure they need no introduction. We've never played them here on the program before, so I thought, well, tonight's a good night to do that. Let's bring in Sugarland and Something More. This will get you going this morning.
Make me late, and that's for sure.
is Sugarland, and that is just a great song. And hopefully that's going to keep you going through the night tonight. And we're so glad that I'm just glad I thought about that. And you know what? I want to make a note of this needs to be a rejoin song. It just when I hear that opening there, I just really come alive. So, all right, folks, let's take a quick look at what's happening, of course, around our highways and byways this morning. We do want to tell you about dense fog advisories, and we always start with those if possible, because those are, of course, real impediments to our drivers out there. If you're in Oklahoma this morning, if you're near Oklahoma City over towards Stroud, and if you're coming south down, I believe, I-35, you're going to be in a dense fog advisory area. Now, this is going to spread out. It's going to go down south of Ardmore, not quite as far as Gainesville Texas, but you definitely are going to be involved in that. Now, it's going to stretch out both east and west, many miles, for example, not quite as far as Fort Sill, for example, and not quite as far as McAllister. So that gives you kind of an idea of that area. Then you've got another dense fog advisory, this along I-20. This is going to be west of Big Spring, Texas, down through Stanton, Midland, Texas, Odessa, Monahans, and Pecos. And that's going to stretch northward, by the way, up towards Brownfield, and it's going to be to the west of Lubbock. So if you're going to be driving through there, be careful. We've got a wind advisory that's east of Albuquerque right now and up towards Santa Fe as well, and Taos. And so be aware of that. Now, real quick, we want to take a look at some of this precipitation. We had a storm move through Southern California. I know, because it was pouring earlier today, but kind of moving out for the weekend, for Thursday, and then coming back at the weekend. So, oh boy. And let's see here. For our friends up in Montana this morning, if you're near Missoula, you've got some rain mixed with snow. And then heading eastward towards Great Falls and up through Malta, Glasgow, that's U.S. Highway 2. You've got rain and snow, and turns into mostly snow as you go over towards Glasgow and up near Harve as well. So be aware of that. The Salt Lake City, lots of rain in Salt Lake City. That's I-15, of course. It's a little bit of a respite as you come south of Provo. But as you start heading towards Cedar City, down south of Beaver, you've definitely got rain coming across all the way down to St. George there in southern Utah. Then over in Nevada this morning, you got rain both a little bit to the west, but mostly to the east of Las Vegas. So if you're listening in Las Vegas right now, you've got rain to the east of you and then to the north of you. But up on I-80, if you're up near Imlay or Winnemucca, Battle Mountain, Elko, Wells, you've got rain coming across Interstate 80 there as well. Redding, California, that's Interstate 5 in Northern California. Lots of rain coming across there. Coming out of Reno onto the California. Reno has some rain, by the way, and a little bit of snow, it looks like. But coming out of Reno on I-80 there, you're definitely going to be coming in to snow near Truckee. According to the radar here, and that's going to go all the way down towards Roseville and skirting Placerville there. And then also, let's see, a little bit on California 99. If you're near Livingston or Turlock, this is going to be between Modesto and Merced. You're going to have rain coming across California 99. That's in the Central Valley, and that is a really just a real beautiful drive. For sure, through California 99. It's one of my favorite drives to take, and typically that is the way to Yosemite, by the way, at least the first leg of that. And then Phoenix, you've got rain as well west of Flagstaff. You've got rain almost all the way to Kingman, but Kingman looks clear right now, so that's, of course, along I-40. Which I believe is historic Route 66, by the way. Okay, so that's what the weather's panning out to be like, so do be careful out there. Oh, well, I don't want to miss this. We got some rain north of Jacksonville, Florida, up through Brunswick, Georgia, off the coast of Savannah as well, not quite as far as Charleston. So be careful out there, because we do want you to get there in one piece. And now it's time to bring in Denise Simon, of course, from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hello, good morning.
All right, well, it's been quite a great morning so far. We've had a lot of great callers, by the way, already. And that's always good. And by the way, we've had, of course, the President Xi, President Biden summit at APEC. And but they did talk about fentanyl, and I was waiting for you to arrive this morning because I wanted to ask if you thought that this was there any real progress on fentanyl.
No.
Okay, that's the long and the short of it right there. No, exactly. Well, but of course they're trying to make something out of this. But overall, do you think the President Xi? Well, he must have liked those flags, by the way, because there's flags all over the place for him when he got here.
Yeah, and not one American flag that you could see. But look, if you look at the two sides of the table during these talks, who was sitting there on the Biden side? Well, you had Janet Yellen. You had Biden, of course. You had Anthony Blinken. You had Raimondo, Secretary of Commerce, the one that keeps going over to Beijing and groveling. Then you had John Kerry. And then you had two other people. I don't know who they were. Now, what does that tell you? Well, it tells you that from a Treasury standpoint, from an economic standpoint, Biden doesn't know his rear end from page five, so he had to have Janet Yellen there. Because climate change continues to be the existential threat to humanity, not all these other things, but climate change, that's why you had John Kerry there.
Right.
China's economy is in trouble, and it really is in trouble. So you had Gina Raimondo there, Secretary of Commerce, to see what you know, where collaboration could be between U.S. businesses and China. On the other side of the break, I'll tell you about the $40,000 dinner, per guest dinner, that was held last night, if you wanted to dine with President Xi. So this one's that part is very interesting.
All right. Well, cool. We'll stay right there, Denise. Yes, because right after the top of the hour news, we're coming right back with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Folks, don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren with you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.